Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janabalava Girivaradhari. Gopi Janabalava Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Satav Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Hitai Gaur Premanandi. Jnana timurandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur minitam dhyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam panchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 4, the Hamsaguya Prayers, text 46. All right. Tapo me hridayam brahmams Tanur vidya kriya kriti Angani kratavo jata Dharma atma sava suraha Tapo me hridayam brahmams Tanur vidya kriya kriti Angani kratavo jata dharma atma savasuraha. Tapaha, austerities like mental control, mystic yoga and meditation. May my hridayam, heart, Brahman, O Brahmana, Tanu, the body, Vidya, the knowledge derived from Vedic scripture, Kriya, spiritual activities, Akritihi, form, Angani, the limbs of the body, Kratava, the ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literature, Jata, completed, Dharma, the religious principles for executing the ritualistic ceremonies. Atma, my soul. Asava, life heirs. Sura, the demigods who execute my orders in different departments of the material world. Translation and purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Brahmana, austerity in the form of meditation is my heart. Vedic knowledge in the form of hymns and mantras constitutes my body, and spiritual activities and ecstatic emotions are my actual form. The ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, when properly conducted, are the various limbs of my body, the unseen good fortune proceeding from pious or spiritual activities constitutes my mind, and the demigods who execute my orders in various departments are my life and soul. Purport. Sometimes atheists argue that since God is invisible to their eyes, they do not believe in God. For them, the Supreme Lord is describing a method by which one can see God in his impersonal form. Intelligent persons can see God in his personal form, as stated in the Shastras, but if one is very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately, face to face, he can see the Supreme Lord through this description, which portrays the various internal and external parts of his body. To engage in tapasya, or denial of material activities, is the first principle of spiritual life. Then there are spiritual activities such as the performance of Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, study of the Vedic literature, meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should also respect the demigods and understand how they are situated, how they act, and how they manage the activities of the various departments of this material world. In this way, one can see how God is existing and how everything is managed perfectly because of the presence of the Supreme Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Jakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nanena Kunteya Jagad Viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and non-moving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Unquote. If one is unable to see the Supreme Lord, although he is present as Krishna in his various incarnations, one may see the Supreme Lord's impersonal feature according to the directions of the Vedas by seeing the activities of material nature. Anything done under the direction of the Vedic injunctions is called dharma, as described by the order carriers of Yamaraj in in the sixth canto, first chapter. Veda pranihito dharmo yadharmas tad viparyaya Vedo narayana sakshat svayambhur iti shushruma. That which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Tato vimani rudrastu vishnu hridayam ashritaha vidya rupa tataivo ma vishnos tanum upashrita shringaradityakriti gataha kriyatma paka shasanam angeshu kartava sarve madhyadehe cha dharma rat prano vayushchita gato brahmadya sveshu devataha. The various demigods are all acting under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to their various actions, the demigods are differently named. So I'll read the translation once more. My dear Brahmana, austerity in the form of meditation is my heart. Vedic knowledge in the form of hymns and mantras constitutes my body. And spiritual activities and ecstatic emotions are my actual form. The ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, when properly conducted, are the various limbs of my body. And the unseen good fortune proceeding from pious or spiritual activities constitutes my mind. And the demigods who execute my orders in various departments are my life and soul. So this is continuation of the Lord speaking to Daksha. And wonderful example here how the Lord is trying to give mercy. He's always trying to give mercy. And here, as Srila Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord is describing a method by which one can see God in his impersonal form. So for those who are not who do not have the adhikar or the qualification to understand the Lord as he is, take directly to devotional service, then in different places Lord is giving explaining his impersonal form, or as in Bhagavad Gita, the Vishwarupa universal form, how he is manifest in all the opulences in the material world, the demigods, the process of jagya. So an intelligent person or someone who's wanting to know the Supreme, even though they're not a fully theistic person, they can take to any of these processes. They can try to understand by way of, as explained here, the Lord is saying here, meditation, Vedic knowledge, in the form of hymns and mantras, spiritual activities, ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. And it's attracting the conditioned soul, the good fortune proceeding from pious or spiritual activities, and then trying to understand and appreciate the demigods. So, at the very end of the purport, Prabhupada said that one should try to appreciate the position of the demigods. So therefore, appreciating hierarchy of personal control within the universe. There are personality. There is personality behind all the different workings. So gradually, it will bring some direct understanding, or just by following these directions or trying to understand what the Lord is, the greatness of the Lord within material nature, one is, he's becoming purified by following Vedic injunctions or the directions of the Lord. So the principle for human life is somehow or other go forward, make some advancement, get some purification, some sukriti, some good qualification. So gradually we can come to the stage of getting the full mercy of the Lord and interacting with him, beginning taking up actual devotional service, which means relationship with the Lord. In the Vedic literatures, the the description is there of the two paths of progressive sense enjoyment and progressive renunciation. So the Vedic literatures are describing both. Engaging under Vedic direction, instruction for increasing our material situation. So the devotees, the Vaishnavas, do not see that as favorable. But for some who are completely outside the concept of theistic understanding and going forward in that way, this is they're going to make some advancement. They're going to get some purification. It's a very slow path, but gradually, they'll come to the point of getting material opulences and material enjoyment, sense enjoyment, and becoming frustrated, dissatisfied, so inquiring further and further, ready to go to the path of, it's praviti, that is praviti marg, and then nivriti marg, which is the path of renunciation, giving up of sense gratification. So that That is the path by which we can begin to make spiritual advancement. And Prabhupada mentions that here. To engage in tapasya, or denial of material activities, is the first principle of spiritual life. Then there are spiritual activities, such as performance of Vedic ritual, ritualistic sacrifices, study of Vedic knowledge, meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Oh, and here he says one should also respect the demigods and understand how they are situated. So in this way, understanding, like a bigger picture, and very direct. So this is the process given the bhakti marg, path of devotion. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been very direct. We're getting a very huge amount of mercy, unusual amount of mercy from the Lord. It's not just Vedic knowledge and this whole spectrum and long, slow process of elevation. But he, right from the beginning of his instructions to Sanatan Goswami, he gave very direct information that will, like, has the potential to wake up the soul and engage him in a very direct way in relating to the Lord, taking up a relationship of devotional service. So he gave that statement, Jivera Svulpahoi Krishnara Nityadas, that the living being is eternally a servant of Krishna. But he's situated in some middle position. Krishnara Tatasta Shakti. Tatasta, he's he can be affected by material energy or spiritual energy. He can come under the control of both. He's under control of a higher power. But Krishnara Tatasta Shakti Beda Beda Prakash. Simultaneously one with the Lord and different also. One in quality, different in quantity. So the informing us that we're the servant of the Lord. So that will, an intelligent mind, that will pose the question, oh, how do I become a pure, loving servant of the Lord and get that, some reciprocation, by which I can realize the Lord? As Krishna's informing us in Bhagavad Gita that only by loving devotional service can I be known as I am, standing right before you, situated right within your heart. So here, there is some very, there's an indirect process being given. Jai Jagannath Prabhu was saying yesterday that Daksha could not take to devotional service right away, even though he saw the Lord before him. He felt great ecstasy and he was offered obeisances, and the Lord appeared because he so perfectly executed spiritual process. But because of some aparad, some offense, he could not take to devotional service. So here, the Lord is being very encouraging, and he's always encouraging because he doesn't see someone as pure devotee or mixed devotee or atheist or an animal that can't understand anything. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manaksha Stani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. He just sees all these, the living entities in this world are my eternal parts and parcels. Angsa, my angso, jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. So eternally, my part and parcels. But they're in this material world struggling with the six senses, including the mind. So the Lord is always thinking how to engage the conditioned soul, attract him back, purify him, qualify him, so he actually can be attracted, because we can't be attracted when we're in deeply in the bodily concept of life, or the subtle body, beginning with the false ego, wanting to compete with the Lord. So this is we're in a diseased condition of life, we're in the bodily concept of life. We just recently heard Srila Prabhupada say speaking in a lecture that our disease is that I want to be master instead of servant. So it's disease condition, insanity. And he said, like the English saying, to become the Lord of all I survey. So as long as one is in that mentality, one cannot go forward. There's a complete covering. As Queen Kunti says, there's a curtain of material energy preventing us from seeing anything personal about the Supreme Controller, or relating to him, or coming forward like that. So this is the position of our tradition, our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our previous acharyas, that the path of bhakti, of pure devotion, is open to all, and every level of living being is encouraged to take to the path of devotion. And in other terms, it's labeled Daivi Vanashram Dharma. So from every spiritual order, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and then all the different varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, everyone is encouraged and to become a Vaishnava devotee. So Prabhupada said once that Krishna consciousness means going forward towards Krishna. So from a lower point of lower meaning less of a pure spiritual desire, you know, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam, free from any desires for material gain, mystic yoga, impersonal understanding is real devotional service. So the information is there that even though we have material desires, approach Krishna. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, is that verse, second canto, third chapter, akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yacheta param purusham param. So I'll just read this so I get the full verse here. Shukadev Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. And as we were hearing yesterday, the intensity of Daksha's material desire in this case, and we can identify with it, all of us have some material desire. But we're being encouraged. Okay, just worship Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Because what's happening if we worship Krishna? We can merge. Our desire gets merged with Krishna. What about our material desire? Our material desire, as Prabhu was saying, subdued or purified. We come in touch with the Supreme Pure, we become purified from impurities. The nature of the soul, the potential of the soul, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sabda Kab Unoy. And then there's a process. So if we take up the process, Shravana Adi, beginning with Shravana, the nine practices of bhakti, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udoy. So the heart becomes purified from the contaminations, basically material desire. As in the Bhagavatam says, Shundatam Svakata Krishna. Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Saritsatam. That just by hearing the topics of Krishna, Bhagavatam, the Lord is so pleased that he cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the truthful devotee. So we have to be truthful, admit our material desires. Even like Jai Jagannath was saying, we don't want to admit we have this sex desire, we have this so many desires in our heart. At least to the Lord, we should be truthful. We should reveal our mind and our heart. It's like we know what it takes to actually approach the Lord in pure devotional service. But when we realize how much material desire we have, then it's very humbling. And it can be a little frustrating, to say the least. Sometimes even devotees walk away from the path of devotional service because they realize so much material desire. But no, if we just reveal the mind and heart to the Lord that we really want to approach him with sincere feeling. But we have these desires and then go on worshiping him. Then he's not going to refuse us. Queen Kunti's, what is her verse? Says that one who is trying to approach the Lord, one cannot approach the Lord with sincere feeling if he or she is Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madat Puman Naivarhati Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Makinchana Gochara. If he's absorbed in pursuing high parentage, beauty, wealth, intelligence, trying to get bigger and bigger degree. And so he cannot approach the Lord with sincere feeling, with all these material considerations, bodily conceptions, and fulfilling material desires. Beauty, strength, wealth, learning, these are all standard material endeavors and desires that the conditioned soul is trying to fulfill. Because the soul is lacking his spiritual qualities, his eternal, blissful, highly conscious, beautiful form, highest parentage, Achyuta Gotra. He belongs to Krishna's family. He's in the family of Krishna's eternal servants. So we're constantly chasing after material desires, but in illusion, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vibhudatma kartaham iti manyate. So under the influence of false ego, we're becoming greater and greater fools, and thinking that I'm the doer. This is my beautiful, strong, intelligent body, high birth. I'm educated. I have this degree, that degree. But, you know, we're ahankara vimudhatma, very foolish, foolishly thinking, the soul is thinking that I'm the doer of things that are actually just carried out by the three modes of material nature. We're not doing anything except surrendering to Maya, surrendering to our false ego, thinking that I am in control and I will become the enjoyer. So, when purification comes, then we see we want the path of bhakti, and the path of bhakti starts with surrendering. Well, first some knowledge. But as Jai Jagannath Prabhu was saying yesterday, the nine processes of bhakti, beginning with Shravanam and Kirtanam, are not so powerful if it's not accompanied by Sharanagati. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatiti vishvaso goptritve varanam tata atma nikshepa karpanye shadvidham sharanagati. So, surrender means accepting whatever is favorable for devotional service, approaching the Lord, rejecting whatever is unfavorable. So we have to have knowledge and detachment. So then Lord Chaitanya's movement is so perfect, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, that we immediately were taking up our process is chanting the holy name of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. So purification comes. The purification is that we develop transcendental knowledge and detachment. So we can, all right, we can take up austerity, as Prabhupada is saying here. To engage in tapasya, or denial of material activities, is the first principle. But we have some vision. We're being given a wonderful vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we want that. So with some detachment, we accept these principles and we just give up our materialistic principles, even though they've been long-standing habits. And to some degree, we can drop our material desires, some of them, and then continue with the process. And it's gradual and it's progressive. But if we do it, the Lord is pleased. The Lord is there within our heart. He's pleased. And He's helping us at every step. And He's cleansing the desire for material enjoyment slowly. So then we can go forward. We take one more step, a little more cleansing, another step. So closer and closer. Prabhupada says right in the beginning, I lost track where it is, of first canto of Bhagavatam, that most men do not at all want to go back to Godhead. And that the Lord, he wants us back much more than we can even imagine. So I'm taking this verse and this section as a real appreciation of the Lord's desire to have us come back to Him, engage in His devotional service. And as I'll try to go over it again quickly, as Jai Jagannath Prabhu said yesterday, expressing the thinking of the Lord Himself, introspecting after appearing 5,000 years ago and asking everyone, Sarva Dharman, Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja, don't worry, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo, Moksha Yishyami Ma Shuchaha, don't worry, I'll just surrender to me and I'll take care of all your material desires, past sinful activities. But, so the Lord, this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his identity. that the Lord, after leaving this planet 5,000 years ago, he was thinking, oh, it's Kali Yuga. No one is surrendering, successful. And he was thinking, what is the use of my appearance and my, if no one is taking up the path of pure devotion, raganuga bhakti, spontaneous devotion. And he was thinking, it's been a long time since I've, actually given pure devotional service in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, this very Madhurya bhakti, this very sweet devotion, all the residents of Vrindavan. And then he thought, I will appear myself and I will freely distribute this devotion, this level of devotion, Vraja Bhakti. So in this most degraded of ages, so the Lord appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, so overshadowed with the complexion of Srimati Radharani, who is the giver of bhakti. She's the shelter giver, Bhakti Devi. So he's, I'm just going to give it freely, no qualifications, except I'll just ask them to engage in a transcendental enjoyment of chanting my holy name, dancing, and taking my prasadam in the form of foodstuffs. So I was thinking of this morning, he was like, the Lord was saying, I'm just going to create a festival, have a big party. Everybody wants to just have a party and enjoy. So he's saying, this is the movement I will start and invite all the conditioned souls who are suffering, speculating about the truth, trying to become one with me. And the whole program for my whole program, Krishna's thinking, this Srishti Leela of giving the Jivatma, the conditioned soul, an opportunity to become purified and attain to the liberated state, and specifically to enter, re-enter his real life of pure devotional service. So without divine intervention, without that mercy coming and being accepted somehow or other, then Krishna's plan for this material world is not fully successful in his opinion. If we're, and most of us have the experience, going through different levels of education from lower to higher, and if we don't, if we continue, we get to the university, college, university level, or whatever level we're about to finish. But we don't succeed in some coursework. Sometimes they say, okay, do the course again. And if we keep doing the course again and again, it's like, what good is it? Well, I mean, what are we... We're wasting our time. We're not graduating from lower to higher. You say to the students on the campus, well, what good is it if you keep going through different courses? You don't get your degree and get out into the real life, even material example. So now, Shastras say that we've come to the very, very fortunate and rare human form of life amongst 8,400,000 species. And especially we're in touch with Vedic knowledge, with saintly persons, and hearing something like that, then we have the opportunity to become, to finish our coursework and get out of the cycle of birth and death. As Prabhupada always says, solve all the problems. Go back home, back to Godhead. And Krishna is promising that. Do this. Worship me, you can live with me. So, this one nice verse from 11th canto, that those who are in Gitanagari heard this one. Prabhupada Swami wonderfully presented. I think Jagannath Prabhu utilized it also. the Lord is speaking to Uddhava. 20th chapter of 11th canto. I'll just read the very, very, very encouraging. I'll just read the translation. Krishna speaking to Uddhava, having awakened faith in their narrations of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. So, Lord's being straightforward, but very encouraging. He's my devotee. He keeps saying. But he has material desires, and he can't even refrain from sometimes engaging in some sense gratification. But he says he should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. So this is the result of worshiping Krishna, of chanting Hare Krishna, that Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the cleansing is going on, that our faith is increasing more and more. And therefore we can, we place our foot on a higher step and get comfortably situated, we can therefore pick up the foot on the lower step and come up. One by one that's going on. And that's the process, the progressive path of of bhakti, explained by, is it Rupa Goswami? Beginning with adav shraddha tata sadhu sangha, associating with devotees, the bhajana kriya. So in this bhajana kriya, we're practicing devotional service. this purification is going on. We're getting situated. And then anartha nivritti seriously goes on. And at the end of bhajana kriya, it's described that we come to the point of diksha, of accepting initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. So then the mercy starts flowing more. Krishna's pleased, more pleased. We have a relationship with his devotee. And personal instruction can be given, so the unwanted habits and desires can gradually be given up. The merciful sadhu describes he cuts through our material desires. And sometimes it's a little painful, but we can, in a very personal and fairly quick way, go through some of the important purification that we need to advance. And then at the end of this verse that we just read, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. So that's also our own, what we need to go through personally for purification. And we'll see, bit by bit, we become free from these unwanted things. Then we become steady, then we can get some taste and go forward to real, to the real thing of prema. And so Lord Chaitanya's movement is giving that by way of Shravanam Kirtanam. He gave the five major processes, angas of bhakti, limbs of devotion, that he recommended, that sadhu sangha, association of saintly devotees, nam kirtan, chanting the holy names, bhagavat shravana, which we're doing every morning, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, including Bhagavad Gita, and then Mathura Vas, living in a holy place. Prabhupada said that these temples where Krishna is nicely being worshipped is a holy place. Not that we have to go to Vrindavan, or Mayapur, which is also wonderful. And then Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana, so to worship the Lord, the deity, with great faith and attention. So these very quickly will bring purification. And this one other statement from the second canto that I always loved, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to King Parikshit. Etan niridyamananam ichatam akato bayam yoginam nirpanirnitam harer namanu kirtanam. I'll just read the whole thing. These verses are so perfect. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So it's almost like that other akama sarvakama va. But specifically, chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this is a pre-prediction or whatever of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement by Shukadeva Goswami 5,000 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke the same verse that Lord Brahma spoke in some of his prayers to Krishna after being a thief, stealing all the cows and cowherd boys. And he he said that if one just give up any mental speculative, jnane prayasam udapasya, and give up all speculation about who is the Lord, stay in your position, your material situation, don't worry, don't try to change your position, but just hear from a great devotee about the glories and qualities, activities of the Lord, and dedicate one's life to the process of hearing and for us in distributing that same thing. And in this way, one can conquer the unconquerable. Jito ajita. Conquer the unconquerable. So this attracts, so it's a matter of attracting the mercy of the Lord. So we've been given a very detailed process, which we're doing every day here. That's what this temple means. Hearing, chanting, worshiping, associating nicely with devotees. And we're attracting the mercy of the Lord, by which we can. He reveals himself, he reveals our own personal, our own real identity with him. So gradually we're becoming more and more enthused to take that up. So I'll stop there, and if there's some discussion or questions.
I had a question from the purport. There's one sentence which I was having trouble. There's one sentence in the purport which I was having trouble following, and also in its application for devotees. It's in the first paragraph where he says that for those who are the intelligent persons, I'll just read it. Intelligent persons can see God in his personal form as stated in the Shastras. But if one is very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately, face to face, he can see the Supreme Lord through this description. But, I mean, in the previous sentence, Prabhupada says that this is the description for the impersonal form.
That this?
Yeah, this verse was the impersonal form description.
Krishna's identifying the different processes, or we say processes, or like Vedic knowledge, meditation, as different parts of his body. So they in themselves aren't personal, right? But he's just like in Bhagavad Gita, the universal form, you know, the mountains are the bones of the Lord, and the trees and grasses, hairs, and the rivers are like veins. So that's not the real personal conception. But for somebody who can only understand the physical things, their intelligence won't go to something very subtle, or their faith is not enough elevated to take the Satchinananda Vigraha of the Lord as their meditation. These things are recommended. And if people, conditioned souls, go to take part in some of these processes, Vedic study, meditations, ceremonies, sacrifices, like, they'll become purified. They're connecting with the Lord. It's indirect. It's not directly the Lord, but the Lord says these this is my heart, my body, limbs of my body. So many things he's saying. This is my mind. And demigods who execute my orders, various departments, are my life and soul. So like that example, the demigods, they're executing their official devotees of the Lord. They're taking up very responsible positions, controlling the whole universe. And through them, the Lord is working. So it's not him personally, but it's an aspect that will connect us, purify us, and gradually let us understand him personally. Is that all right? Anyone have any other to add?
My question was basically because he says that if one is very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately, he says Supreme Personality, and then he also says face to face. He says he can see the Supreme Lord through this description. So he's saying he's personally seeing the Lord, but the description is for the impersonal form, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah, he said intelligent persons can see the form, see God in his personal form, as stated in the Shastras. But if one is impatient and wants to see him immediately, then, as in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Raso Helmopsa Kontaya, Prabhashmi, Shashishurya. See me, I'm the taste of water, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. I am Om in the Vedic mantras. We heard Prabhupada say in one lecture that, he say so, I don't know how he termed it, the Vedantists or impersonalists, they chant Om and try to become one with the Lord. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that, rascal, I am that Om. So he's just, you know, that's really... So, you know, if people, their intelligence comes up, then pretty soon Krishna says, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. He's the essence of everything. So pretty soon we become purified and we want just Krishna, the real form of Krishna.
So if we just want Krishna and we don't care about anything else and we need something done, say we have an obstacle to take care of, is it better to follow like the devotees and demigods that Krishna has set up and ask Ganesh to remove that obstacle, or since our consciousness is fixed on Krishna, just ask Krishna and just chant? And
well, what did we just read? Whatever your position, whether you have no material desires, full of material desires, or completely self-satisfied, just worship Krishna. Krishna is the supreme purifier. Demigod can fulfill some material desires or take away some material obstacle, but he can't give bhakti. He can, some demigod worship. gopis worship Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband. So they can give blessings that we can go forward if we're wanting Krishna. But for us, the safest thing is just go directly to Krishna. Krishna's name is Supreme Purifier. So we need to associate nicely with devotees and go on hearing Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita so that our intelligence, our faith becomes very strong. That, well, I don't care what happens, I'm just going to keep to the process. And Krishna will make all arrangements. I will become purified. That's what faith means. Shraddha, shabde, vishvas, kahe, shridhrida, nishchay. Firm determination that just by serving Krishna, all other subsidiary desires and necessities, real things will be fulfilled. Krishna fulfills material desires too. But not if it impedes our coming to him, our entering into the devotional service. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.